Okay, I guess moving right along. Now we're going to do the Trans-Canada Main Wind Development, DP4860. We have Marcia, who's going to present to us.
Rebecca?
It's on. All you're doing is recording into the sound system. You don't have to go
on the road. Okay. Although I had notified the four parties requesting their visa status, it looks like two of them, that they're going to go earlier. Two of them have not yet arrived, but I think we could safely start to go forward. Jen and Dave, Dylan had told me he'd be here.
Right, exactly.
Bob Weingarten for Friends of Boundary Mountain has not yet arrived, although he did say he'd be here.
Right, well, and if I can interrupt, Marcia, you notified everybody about the potential change in schedule, but it had to run it by the commission first, that this item would come up perhaps sooner than 11 o'clock.
Yes, I did, and I also talked to him yesterday, and he assured me he'd be here, so.
Hopefully he'll arrive in a few minutes then. Okay, I guess, go ahead and get started.
Presentation, you have the commission memo. Very briefly, the proposal before us is under review currently and was submitted on December 23rd. That's when we accepted the application and we started review, and that is for a 45 megawatt wind energy development, which is the extension of the existing Kitty project. It will be 15 megawatt turbines. It would be on the ridgeline north of Fifth County, both Chambers Pond and Kiki Township, and it would be entirely within the area. The development would include the access roads and collector line substation, but they would use the existing maintenance and operation facility for the existing Kiki project. So there would not be a new, there could be a transmission line either. They would simply connect to the existing transmission line. So that's, in a nutshell, what the project is about. Turbines would be above 2,700 feet in elevation in the PMA sub-district. And it's roughly 2.5 miles to Chambers Pond and State Route 27. There are some camps along the shoreline of Chambers Pond. I think many of you are familiar with that area. And it's about 2 miles over to the existing Kitty Wind Power project. There are within 8 miles, there are several scenic resources of state or national significance, and that's the defined term that's in the Wind Energy Act. It includes things like the Chambers Pond, Arnold Trail, Kitty Stream, the Panas Pond Overlook, Arnold Pond, Quasi Pond, North Branch and Dead River, Spencer's Pond, and Soantis Falls Rest Area. So those are all subject to the scenic criteria that's in the Wind Energy Act in terms of the visual section. A notice of filing was a notice of intent to file was published in 5 newspapers on November 25th. It also went to the towns of Crab Asadel, Houston Stratton, and Franklin County Commissioners, and the Bridge of Orlando within the general vicinity. Then a second follow-up notice when the application was accepted for processing also went out and distributed in the same manner, so we're making sure that everybody has ample opportunity to be noticed about this. This is a system I started setting up after this confusion about notice and steps and chill. I wanted to make sure that people got notice. Then I also had the application posted on the website and notified all the parties about the notification. So we distributed the notice far and wide. And then the application has been sent out to the board. So the I'll do the public hearing request first, and then, if that makes sense, put the vote on that, and then go to the intervener request. Does that procedure make sense? Okay. We received many requests for public hearing, including the four interveners, or four part of the request of the agreement status. Some of the things that those persons and parties were interested in are impacts to scenic and historic character, impacts to sensitive natural resources, potential for noise and erosion problems, and also others noted that the project is substantial and a public forum is necessary in that kind of situation, and there is a wide or high degree of public interest in the project. And it is proposed for sensitive areas, so input from those living in that area is necessary. And there was also a concern for the effect on tourism, in particular on the second-hand building industry. So those are in summary, the kinds of concerns brought up by those requesting a public hearing. The applicant responded that it recognizes the desire for the benefits of a public process. It does not object to holding a public hearing. It just simply requests two things. One, that the scope of the hearing be limited to the review criteria applicable to the area of development and preventive permitting area, and that the hearing be scheduled in a timely manner consistent with the now time process and time that we work with and from wind energy development, that 270-day process. The staff analysis, section 404 in Merck's rules say that the commission shall consider the degree of public interest and that it's been demonstrated that many individuals and stakeholders have to express such interest. And it also states that you consider the likelihood of the information presented at the hearing will be of assistance to the commission in reaching its decision. Regarding that second criteria, a lot of information will be submitted to the file in accordance with the Wind Energy Act, and some of it very specific. So it's very likely that you would have adequate information to assess the project under the standards and laws that apply to it. But nevertheless, the public hearing, staff does feel that the public hearing is warranted because of the high degree of public interest and sensitive resources that are in the area, and that we should be providing a public forum, especially for the community development. So, based on that, staff recommends that a public hearing be held, and we want to ensure that the reason is to ensure that all concerns are heard.
Marsha, I have a question,
sure.
And perhaps this is also directed to Amy, the Attorney General's office, and that is that TransCanada understandably has requested that the hearing be restricted to criteria for expedited wind projects. Yet we have yet to make the determination. I don't want to confuse things.
Yeah. No.
This is within the expedited area.
Good to clarify. Absolutely.
Very appropriate.
So, yeah. And it's
my apologies.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. Any other questions?
Does anybody want to make a motion?
I have a question, Marcia. Just clarify that this is a standalone project?
Yes.
Just to further clarify, it would connect to the existing facilities, the transmission line, and use the existing O&M building, but it's separate from, it's 2 miles distant, so it's being called the Kibbe expansion, but we're treating it as a separate project. It just would be using existing facilities to minimize impacts.
Thank you.
I'd move staff recommendation. There's no other questions or concerns.
Any more discussion? I guess all those in favor? Looks like it's unanimous.
Okay.
At the end of the commission memo that I sent around to you, I had requested that we open up a conversation about doing that and whether or not we can pin down a date right now. There's another recommendation that we have a discussion. I don't know if we want to do it now or do you want to do it after the intervener process or decision?
Why don't we do the I think we need to talk about how we're going to handle this as far as the date, and if we decide to go with the interveners, the process that's involved with that. Why don't we do the intervener portion first and then come back?
Okay.
And look at the scheduling.
Sorry. I was just checking to see if who had come in. Okay, so I'll go ahead with that. We received 4 requests for intervener status, and each of these stakeholders had also requested a public hearing. I consolidated them all into one PDF. I didn't want to confuse you, but it seemed that because they were groups and stakeholders, seemed to make more sense. Friends of Boundary Mountains have stated that they oppose the project, and they've also stated in writing that they oppose all wind energy development in high mountain areas. So that's their position. And Appalachian Mountain Club, Maine Audubon Society, and NRCM have not expressed opposition or support. They are in a neutral position about the project. They've stated that they have concern for scenic and certain sensitive natural resources. They've also stated that some of the project appears to be appropriately sited. All 4 of the stakeholders who requested intervener status noted things like the effect of the proposed project on their memberships, their missions, their organization's missions to protect natural resources in high mountain areas, and their previous involvement in and knowledge of a variety of wind energy developments and issues. Although whenever you're dealing with a very large group and a large membership, it's never quite clear exactly what the extent of the adverse effect is on the organization. Nevertheless, because of the interests and knowledge that these groups represent, it is in the best interest of the public process and the issues surrounding wind energy development for each of these groups to participate as an intervener. In Section 513 of the Commission rules, it states that a petition to intervene shall be granted if it demonstrates that the petitioner may be substantially and directly affected by the proceeding. And as I stated, sometimes it's not exactly clear what that direct and substantial effect is, but nevertheless, it also says that the Commission may decide to allow any person to intervene as a party. Based on that, staff recommends that the Commission grant the 4 petitions to intervene. That would be the one submitted by Bob Weingarten as the president of Friends of Boundary Mountains, and then the Appalachian Mountain Club, Maine Audubon Society, and the Natural Resources Council of Maine for the duration of this proceeding. And then we also recommend that the Commission consider consolidation of AMC, MAS, and NRCM, but not Friends of Boundary Mountains because they have a different position. And that could be a discussion with those interveners to decide whether this makes sense or not, just to open up a conversation about the possibility of consolidating for the sake of, you know, making efficient processing. And so that is essentially my request at the end after, at the very end of the memo, that we discuss the possibility of setting dates or, you know, how that might go forward, and also talk about whether a pre-hearing conference would be scheduled and how that would happen, as well as the intervener status consolidation. So having said that, I guess we're at the decision stage for the intervener status. Do you have questions, anybody?
I'd move that we accept staff recommendation with regard to intervener status in this matter. That would be the motion.
Okay.
And I would assume that the consolidation issue could be dealt with, that you would address the interveners and then work with the chair, and you could perhaps make a decision with regard to consolidation on behalf of the commission.
Yes.
That would work?
Yes.
At the pre-hearing conference.
Okay. Ready to vote? I guess all those in favor? Unanimous vote there. So what do we need to talk about? Do we need to talk about a pre-hearing conference, and indeed if that's what we want to do, and also any scheduling? No? What would you suggest?
Well, Catherine? I would suggest to Gwen and the other commissioners that commissioners would delegate authority to Gwen to work with staff in setting a date for hearing consolidation of interveners and doing that through a pre-hearing conference with the applicant and the parties with legal counsel and staff, and have Gwen head that pre-hearing conference.
I thought that was the intention of my remark earlier. I think that was it.
Right, but that we don't need to have the discussion right now. We'll do it at the pre-hearing meeting.
Right.
Okay. About logistics.
What
in
about
the
dates for the hearing itself? Suggesting we wait until that?
Gwen would work with staff to set a date and let you know what that would be.
Okay.
If that would be all right to work through those logistics.
Do we need a motion for that?
I'd be happy to move that we accept Catherine's recommendations in this regard.
Second.
Good.
Do you feel comfortable with that?
Yes, I'm fine with that. Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor? Is it unanimous? Is that everything?
I think so.
Thank you, Marcia.
Okay, thank you very much.